Nowadays, even in my own mind, book and movie tend to be confused with each other and with reality. The various sequels make the situation even more complicated. So I'd like to go back to the beginning and recall how the whole thing started. In April 1964, I left Salon, as it was then called, and went to New York to complete my editorial work on the Time Life book, Man and Space. It progressed very smoothly because whenever one of Time Life's zealous researchers asked me, "What is your authority for this statement?" I'd fix her with a basilisk stare and answer, "You're looking at him."